Check, check. I can hear me. Can I hear you?
I don't know. Can you?
I can.
Yes. All right. Well, welcome everybody to the Strip Pete.
Well,
why don't you try it?
Welcome everybody to the Striptease Podcast. I'm your host, Cornell Reed, and with my fellow host,
Logan Lystico. I remember my own name. He has trouble remembering his name.
No, I'm pausing in the middle for dramatic effect. Cornell, the comics dude. Reed.
What's that new announcer's name? Not the Let's Get Ready to Rumble, but the Let's... It's time.
It's time!
Time! He's like, says it as...
It's another Buffer. Bruce Buffer, and I think it's Michael Buffer.
It's his son, right?
Or brother.
Oh.
I don't know. What a business to get into. It seems like a pretty sick gig.
I want a gig like that.
Well, let's do your audition right now. This is a perfect venue. All right. On a podcast.
Well, I can't say Let's Get Ready to Rumble or It's Time. Let me think of my own.
Right. That's something thing. Better. You need to think of something better, like, or as good, I guess. Better is probably hard to do.
On your mark.
No. That's not it. It's time. Let's see. Let's Get Ready to Rumble. Fight on.
The time has come. No, that's
yeah.
It's too close to It's Time.
Yeah. The time has come. It's not bad. Let's just use it as a placeholder, and now you can audition with The Time Has Come.
At last. No. I was gonna say At Last We Meet.
It's time. Well, they go ding, 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 ding right afterwards, right? Let's get ready to rumble.
It's time is so much worse than Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
It's time. I know, but I do say it a lot more.
Yeah.
Just because I actually say it's time. It's time to go. It's time to pee.
You're always yelling it.
Then I always go, it's time.
Dude, I'm really drawing a blank. No wonder he came up with It's Time. It's hard to come up with something like that.
Well, just try It's Time. You know, you're not the writer. You're the talent.
Yeah, someone else has to write these three words.
Yes. Try it. Let's hear it. You ready?
At last, the time has finally arrived.
Wow.
Cornell.
All right.
And yeah, okay. I guess I lied. I guess I'm not good at that. You weren't very hyped.
I wasn't very hyped.
Okay.
No, but it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the effort that went into it.
Our audience is like, whoa, their eardrums are broken.
Mine are. I'm wearing headphones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm bleeding. These things are filling up with blood now.
Well, you seem happy about it.
I am. I'm so lightheaded because all the blood from my brain is drained out into my ears.
I'm glad that happened after you made our last promo, though, because fucking awesome job, dude. That was a great promo.
Thank you.
And you got my podcast hero, Brendan...
Walsh?
Walsh. I really... The reason I did that is because I just saw Brendan Schaub's name.
Oh my god, yeah.
Which
you
is
don't
the
wanna...
opposite. No, they are very different. But yeah, Brendan Walsh, the fact that he's said this is my new favorite podcast, probably just saying that, but that's fucking awesome, dude.
He was
good
just
job.
Saying that. He was just
of course.
Saying that. Because someone else commented that, and then he wrote the exact same comic because he's a troll.
Oh, what? Well, hey, we got trolled by Brendan Walsh. That's
sorry,
so cool.
Sorry. Sorry to take the steam out of your sails. There's no steam in sails unless they're paragliding over a really volcano, I guess. Then there would be steam.
A steam volcano?
A steam volcano. Okay. Underwater volcano. Genius. How about that?
They're called geysers.
That's not an underwater volcano.
Well, it's sort of
Old Faithful
related.
Yeah, it is related. Okay,
magma's
fine,
involved.
It's a good example if you were paragliding over a geyser.
Oh, yes.
Old Faithful. Then you'd have steam in your sails. And well,
you could just say wind.
Yeah. Sure. You could. But I wasn't referring the synonym I was talking about. Wind didn't fit that as well.
Well, you didn't take the wind out of my sails because that promo got me hyped.
Sails. I guess it's more of a sailboat. You don't have sails.
You're not hyped. You can't be hyped right now. I'm trying to hype you up and it's not happening.
What am I supposed to be hyped about?
The Mario movie. I don't know.
I am hyped about that. That is true. I am hyped about that.
I'm hyped about that too.
I'm buying tickets opening night.
Buy them before opening night. Or you won't be able to get them.
Huh?
You got to buy them beforehand. They're going to be sold out.
I don't think so. Maybe.
For the Mario movie?
Maybe. Yeah. But I'm not going to get the midnight screening. I'm going to get like the first day. I was lying. I wasn't going to go opening night. But this is why I miss the Arclight, man.
Yeah.
That was a great. We used to have a theater in Los Angeles owned by the Scientologists called the Arclight.
You know what? I think you mentioned that before. I always forget that Scientology is involved at all with the Arclight.
Oh, yeah.
But didn't Quentin Tarantino or somebody buy it?
Quentin Tarantino bought the Vista.
I thought he also bought.
Someone did buy
or
it.
Or some filmmaker bought
it. Someone bought
Arclight.
It. Someone bought it. I don't know. Who? Alec Baldwin bought it. It's turning into a shooting range. Hello. Hello. How's that for topical humor?
I like the script, but I don't know if I'm going to pull the trigger. This is my impression of Kyle Dunnigan's impression.
That was great. Well, we're done here.
All right.
Ready for a fact?
Yes.
I looked up a fact, and I don't know. It might be a little Halloween time around here because I got kind of a spooky fact.
Ooh, creepy.
I know.
I'm easy to creep out. You just got to say something spooky.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. This is about peanuts, also known as Charles Brown.
Okay.
And this one's called Good Ol' Charlotte Braun. This is from an article on everyone's favorite website, CBR.com. The Dark Secret. Dark Secrets About Charlie Brown Revealed. I don't know what CBR stands for, but thank you for this wonderful factoid.
Charlie Brown Republic.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
On November 30th, 1954, Schultz, referring to Charles Schultz, the author of Peanuts, introduced a female counterpart to Charlie Brown. Loudmouth, highly opinionated Charlotte Braun bulldozed her way onto the pages of Peanuts with her boldly typed conversations, but her story was short-lived. After receiving negative feedback from fans regarding the character, Schultz literally gave her the chop in February of 1955. Responding to one letter in particular written by Elizabeth Swaim, the author left a suggestive sketch beside his signature, writing, "You, ... will have the death of an innocent child on your conscience." Schultz drew an image of Braun with an axe protruding from her head. The letter, along with the grisly image, is now kept in the United States Library of Congress. The character's combative personality was later transferred to the more popular Lucy during the mid-1950s. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Now, I'm sorry. Did he write that to a little girl?
I don't know. They didn't give the age of Elizabeth Swaim.
Oh. Yeah, I'm thinking it's a little girl because that's intense, but maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, a grown woman.
Yeah, then it's just like a joke, I guess.
Yeah. A grown woman writing into about a comic strip complaining. I mean, I guess maybe the 50s there wasn't anything better to do, but grow up.
Right.
We just got done with World War II.
Right.
You know, Charlotte Braun is the least of your worries. I think that's why she was called Braun. She was supposed to be Ava Braun, which I guess then, yeah, put an axe in her head.
Interesting. Maybe that's what helped him make the decision. Probably named her before Ava Braun became famous. Actually, I'm making shit up. Because when do you know what year they came out?
1950. Peanuts? No, Charlotte Braun debuted in like 1956. If you're listening to my fact, you would know this, Logan. She debuted in 1956, and that was 1 year before World War II started.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and it ended right around 1973. Okay, well, that wasn't the conversation starter I thought it would be, but it's a fact. We had one good promo video, and now all our content.
Let's just wind down. I'm just thinking about Mario.
What are you thinking about it? Go on. Go off. Go on.
Well, I just got nothing else to say, so I was like, I don't know. What's your favorite? First of all, did you have a Nintendo growing up?
I did.
Really?
Really?
An NES.
An NES. Yes, I did. And I had a TV in my bedroom for some reason with a Nintendo hooked up in there.
Whoa, awesome.
I know.
You were a cool kid.
I guess my mom didn't want me to have play the Nintendo in the living room. I don't know, but somehow I lucked out. I got a TV in my room and the Nintendo. And
keep a little Cornell out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. And I love playing Mario and all Paperboy and all the stupid games. And then I went to Sega after that. I didn't get a Super Nintendo, even though I kind of wanted one, but my mom decided to give me a Sega, and then I was a Sega guy. Sega wasn't bad.
Well, tell me how you feel about this. I always wanted an NES, and I never got one, but one Christmas, I got a Super Nintendo, because that had just come out.
Dope.
But to this day, I'm still, and I was grateful, and I didn't whine about it, because that's cool. But deep down, and to this day, I still wish I had got a Nintendo. Like, that's what I asked for. I wanted Super Mario Brothers 3.
Oh,
not Super Mario World.
Oh, man. Super Nintendo's so much better than regular Nintendo.
Yeah, I know. I should just... Well, it doesn't matter now, but...
You should be thankful. Well, you still feel that way.
I was thankful.
Super Nintendo still has games that are replayable, you know? Like,
what did I even have... I mean, I just played Super Mario World, which I enjoyed, and then everything else. I think my brother just took it over, and everything else is his game.
Wow. Super Mario 3, though, I mean, that is a great game that you missed out on. That is probably one of the best. But who's your favorite Mario character?
Toad. Yeah, nobody seems to... He gets ignored, but he was my favorite on Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah.
And you could choose the players.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the benefit of choosing Toad?
I don't know actually what it was, but he seemed faster.
Oh, maybe he was, but Princess could fly.
Actually, yeah, she was the best one to choose.
Did you know?
But I thought he was cool for some reason.
That was a different, it wasn't supposed to be a Mario game?
Yeah, it was supposed to be Doki Doki Panic.
Okay, you know
from
more about this
Japan.
Than I
Yeah, it was like a video game they made for some festival in Japan. And yeah, I know the whole story. They sent the sequel in Japan to Super Mario Brothers was so hard that the president of Nintendo of America couldn't beat it. And he like said to the Japanese Nintendo company, like, why are you punishing players? Like, send me an easier game. And that's the end of our video. No. Yeah, and so they just repurposed that other game, Doki Doki Panic, because it was easier.
Gotcha.
And that's...
I never beat
Super
it.
Mario Brothers 2.
I never
I didn't either.
I never beat any Nintendo game. With Game Genie, I beat maybe I beat Mario, but I definitely beat Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game.
Really? In the arcade?
No, on my Nintendo with Game Genie.
Dude, that must... How do you become good at playing arcade? Like, you have to just have tons of money.
Well, those games... The games now...
Or own a fucking... what's it called? An arcade.
Right. I mean, the games now are just made to eat up your money, right?
It seems like it was always that way.
But the freaking... No. Well, yes. But you could get really good at those, like the Donkey Kongs and the Galagas, as seen in King of Kong.
Right. Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking of. Like, all those people must have just had a lot of expendable money to, like, practice and get good at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Donkey Kong is hard.
Donkey Kong's hard as shit. Yeah. They're all super hard.
And that Simpsons game. Do you remember that Simpsons arcade game?
Yes. But those types of games are impossible to be really, really, like, there's not, you could be the most, I feel like you can be the most skilled player in the world, but if you're playing, if the best at the Simpsons game, you could be the best of the Ninja Turtles or Double Dragon or whatever, you're still going to just die because that game is made to kill you after so long. You know, there's no way to get through a level in that. You're going to get hit no matter what, right?
No, I think it's just, I mean, maybe there's games like that are like ripoffs, like you're saying, but I think it's just super difficult most of the time, like in Donkey Kong.
Maybe. We'll have to look up if someone can get through like Simpsons on one quarter or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that exists?
That would be a great entertainment.
Even now, they're even worse. I go to arcades, you know, I take my daughter mini golfing. Well, there's like an arcade there. We'll even go to like, you know, Dave and Buster's every once in a while. All those games are like, they're all just like phone apps that they've turned into arcade games now. And they're all just wastes of money. It really...
Wow, really?
Yeah, it really ticks me off, man. There's like a Flappy Bird game, arcade game, and then there's like a they turned the one, what's the one, is it Missile Defense or something, where you're like the little guy on the ground going back and forth and the aliens are coming down?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
That one is like big multiplayer game now, and it's like impossible and really hard, and you just die like that. You just start going vroom, 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 so fast, like within 20 seconds of playing. It's just impossible. But one they did make better is I went to one of these arcades. They have one actually back home, and there was a Pac-Man versus game, and that game was incredible.
Is it like a race to see who dies first or what?
Yes. It's a race to see who dies first. You can also eat the other characters. If you like have the thing, Ooh. You can get real big. And so it's really fun. And there's a lot of yelling and screaming. That game is better. Even though you can't beat it on one quarter. I don't think there's any games that you can beat with one quarter anymore.
Or it's like one in a million chance.
Right.
I always go to skee ball at those places and stuff like that. I like the physical games.
Yeah, I like the pop a shot, basketball.
And winning the worthless tickets.
Oh, my God, I know. I went to one, when I went to the mini golf, we were, like, cashing in our 13 tickets or whatever we had, you know, to get a Chinese finger trap or a weird flavored Tootsie Roll I've never heard of.
Right.
And I asked the lady, I was like, what's the biggest prize you've seen someone won? She's like, someone got a PlayStation 5. I went, what? She's like, yeah, he had been collecting for years and spent way more money than it is to just buy a PlayStation 5.
Yeah. Wow. I took my girlfriend's son. I'm trying to remember the name of the place, but it was one of those places in Orange County. And we had like a crazy amount of tickets. I don't know if it was luck or what. Oh, it was Connect Four. I think sometimes, like similar to Vegas, these machines are like set to give a random person like a big prize.
Right. Right.
So for some reason, the computer was acting stupid in Connect Four and let us win. And it was like nuts. There's no end to that story. I wish.
What'd you get?
Yeah, I'm like trying to think. I think we just got tons of stuff, but there was no PlayStation. There was no bike or anything. It was just like, you can get like 10 whoopee cushions now. Wow.
Right. Sticky hands.
Yeah, we got a bunch of sticky hands and whoopee cushions and maybe a car that you crank up and it goes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think. It was nothing. It was not a PlayStation.
Yeah. You know what we have while we have these visualizers here? Why don't we have your fish looking at them? Carl. Carl?
Yeah, let's do
Carl.
It. I thought about that, but I thought
where we
have it the
him?
Whole time. But well, we can put them in the middle, really, and our faces will still be visible.
Whoa.
You want to try it?
Yeah, sure. Let's try it.
I'll check the screen.
Okay. Well,
we'll have to stop.
We'll take a quick break.
That's okay. At the 22-minute mark. Yeah. Whatever.
He comes around. See, look at.
There he is.
Yes, and we're back with our special guest, Carl. See, now this is pumping me up, Logan.
Yeah. Oh, we just needed a mascot.
We just needed a freaking mascot. Oh, man. Carl is having fun. I like Carl.
He likes you.
You think?
We are taking a break and we are going to... I'm leaving a recording, but I got to put on a royalty-free one. That one wasn't royalty-free. Oops. But no one will find it. Right. Let's see. What do we want here?
What's Carl going to like the most?
Hey, buddy.
We're back with our co-host, Carl, the beta fish, Japanese fighting fish.
Siamese.
Siamese fighting fish. So Thai? They're Thai?
Yeah, I mean, they're in Thailand. Is Thailand what Siam is now?
Oh. I think so.
I thought it was Burma. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Who knows? But Burma's not even right now. Now that's
Laos?
Called something else. Laos. I thought that was Siam. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Who freaking knows? But Carl knows, but he just can't talk. Wow. We have Carl. I'm developing a relationship with Carl now. And I love him.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
He is. He's having fun. Swimming around.
See what he's fun to watch. But he looks like he's thinking about stuff. He has never left this small bowl.
Yeah, so he's probably thinking, how the heck do I get out of this place?
There's no door over here.
If you could have any type of fish, do you think you'd have a fighting fish?
Any one fish, this is the best kind of fish. They're hardy.
Hardy?
They breathe air. Yeah, I mean, they're tough.
Oh, that's what you mean?
You don't want one that'll just is delicate and will die easily.
No, you don't. You want one that's going to stay alive for a long time and can take a beating.
Yeah, any right. I'd beat it when he misbehaves.
Yeah.
But he learns. He knows. I want a saltwater tank with, I looked it up. So I'm not going to get them, but seahorses.
Oh, cool.
Are so cool, but apparently they're so temperamental and you have to feed them all day, basically. You have to feed them several times a day, and if you don't, they can't eat because their stomachs are like, or they can't, you know, they won't survive because their stomachs aren't as sophisticated as a regular fish. And it's like as soon as they eat food, it like goes through their system. There's like.
Interesting.
I mean, I don't know.
So it's like a full-time job to own a seahorse.
Apparently. But on the other hand, clownfish are pretty easy to take care of.
Mm, easier than a betta?
No.
No, no way. These guys survive in a plastic cup at a pet store for like years.
Yeah, these are the best pets, I think. Or koi. Actually, what I do want a koi pond more than I want this little fish, but that's why I got the koi version.
I don't know where you fit a koi pond, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, on this property, there's a lot of blank. I've thought about this and I'm about pitching like we should make a koi pond, but then we're in the middle of a city.
So, you think raccoons and shit?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's not a city thing, but yeah, we're also next to that park. Yeah, there's raccoons and coyotes.
Yeah. Yeah, and what's the point of having a koi pond if you have to have it like caged up all the time?
Yeah, that would be an eyesore to have like a fence around it.
Yeah, good point. Koi pond's out.
Carl's in.
Carl's
right, Carl? I gave up trying to teach him how to jump out of the water. He's too big, I think. The other fish was that I did teach that to was really small, and he didn't eat that much.
Ah.
So I could kind of hold one piece of food, and he would, I don't know, he figured it out. But when Carl eats so much food for a tiny fish.
When you say jump out of the water.
Just like.
Ah.
But I've seen videos of them jumping from one fishbowl to another and stuff like that.
What?
And that's jumping through cool. hoops.
No way.
Well, you're holding the hoop and your fingers on the other side of the hoop with food. So I don't know if they're really like trained like a dog or anything, but it's still kind of cool.
I don't know. I think like they're smarter than we think.
Yeah, they're smart. He seems smarter than the average fish who doesn't react to anything.
Well, now we have two things to look up. Can we train? What tricks can we train Carl in? And has anyone beat?
Well, I've looked that up.
Okay, go on. Go on, well, fill me in.
I've just named them all, pretty much.
Make them swim through a hoop.
Jump through a hoop or jump up to get food. That's about it.
I mean, jumping from one tank to another would be pretty sweet. Imagine you had a pocket filled with water. And you could jump into your pocket and then you could take them around town. You know?
Oh, those poor fish that used to live in disco shoes.
Oh, my God.
Remember those?
Yes.
And those weren't even betta fish who could probably survive that. They were like goldfish.
Yeah.
Those poor goldfish.
I know. They just can slam around. Just, oh, my God. Is that a real thing?
Yeah. I don't know if it was like as popular as the movies make it seem.
Yeah.
But I know they made them.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe for like a music video or something like that. Music videos weren't a thing back then.
I don't know. I see some band. Why does Queen have a music video for Bohemian Rhapsody? That was in the 70s.
Was it?
Yeah. But where did that air? There was no MTV.
Right. Was it just them playing a concert?
It definitely wasn't that, but maybe it was like a segment of a TV show or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like,
you know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
Where it's black and their heads are like in the screen and, you know, stuff like that. I guess if you don't know, you don't know. I don't know. It's kind of a popular music video. The Muppets parodied it.
Oh, it sounds familiar. But oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, anyway. Yeah. Do you have any pets right now?
No pets right now, unfortunately. Would love to get pets back in my life. I'm depressed. I feel like I didn't do as good of a job for my cats as I could have, which makes me feel guilty. And, you know, I would love to get another cat, but litter boxes suck. I do not like a litter box.
I love cats to death, but I don't really want to own one.
Yeah.
I kind of want to own a dog, but even that's too much, like, responsibility for me. But
yeah, it's a lot of work. A lot of work.
For this little place, too.
A dog is just like a kid.
Well, maybe going to take a little more care of a kid.
Well, you get in more trouble if you don't take care of a kid.
Yeah, you can leave a dog for hours alone, though, and they might worry about you, but it's like most dogs are fine, I think, especially if you have like two dogs.
Right.
They're not. No, it's not the same as a kid. They're hardier than a kid, I think.
Hardy. I'm not sure if you're using hardy right. Hardy makes that. To me, hardy's like a Campbell soup.
That's what I was thinking. Just
They're,
that's what I mean. They're hardier.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. At least like a baby and a puppy, it feels like they're a lot of work. It's basically what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Babies and puppies.
The exact same amount of work. You're right.
Yeah, they shit on the floor. You got to rub their noses in it.
Right? No!
Yeah, no, I don't know. I would love to get a dog. If I could have any animal in the world in my house, I would get an elephant because that means I have a pretty big house.
Oh, or you just have an elephant in your current house.
Yeah, an elephant squeezed
and
do it.
The genie heard your wish wrong.
It can only just like lay down and kind of crawl along and die. Yeah.
Slowly starve because it's stuck in a house.
Exactly.
That's a pretty cool dream.
I think it would be sick to have like a, you know, my friend had a fish tank, but it was a slow tank, he called it, and it was a saltwater tank, and there was no fish in it, but it was all like sea urchins and sea stars and stuff like that. That was pretty cool.
I may get one of those eventually, but then eventually turn it, like put fish in there.
Yeah.
Because every little thing in a saltwater tank is kind of expensive.
I bet.
You know? So you kind of got to grow it over time and see. And you also got to see where the coral grows and what, you know?
Right.
Like adjust based on stuff like that.
I could see you having like a bunch of venomous spiders.
What? Based on what?
I don't know. You take such good care of Carl and he's a fighting fish. He's kind of dangerous.
Oh, yeah. He's... You know, he's like a killer.
Those guys in Florida that have the big, it's like the filing cabinets, just each one has a dangerous poisonous spider. I could see that.
Oh, too. I saw a snake guy like that, but I haven't seen the spider one. But
same thing. I think if you
got spiders are way worse than to have in a drawer. Just like a bunch of tarantulas crawl out. Oh, don't worry about that. That's just my spider. That's my tarantula drawer. The snakes were bad enough. Now, why do you... I don't want that gross shit. What are you talking about? Why do you think I would want poisonous spiders?
I just think you could do a good job taking care of them.
I would kill all of them.
No.
What? Yeah, when I see a spider in my house, I kill it.
Wow. You're cold-hearted.
Now I see why you got rats, I guess.
I don't have rats anymore. They're gone. They're completely gone. No more rats that I've seen in over a week now. Thank you very much.
All right.
Have you ever tried feeding Carl a spider?
No, but I guess how they eat in nature is they just wait for bugs to kind of fall on the top of the water and get stuck.
Really?
Yeah. That's why their mouths are upturned. So I would kind of want to kill a fly and drop it on there and see what he does, but.
Fly might be too big. Do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, a gnat.
Yeah, a gnat, like a fruit fly, that'd be perfect. Or an ant. We got to do that.
I have put shrimp in there before. That's fun. They like to hunt shrimp.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the shrimp are so fast, and this thing's so small that sometimes they'll just shoot right out of there because they're trying to get away.
They'll shoot out of the bowl?
Well, because, you know, their tails, like, shoot them around the shrimp.
Yeah, so
they'll... And they'll, like, eventually come out of the water.
And then shoot.
There's nowhere to go. And this fish is chasing them.
And they'll shoot out of the bowl, like, onto the table or something? And you have to wipe up a bunch of dead shrimp?
Well, it doesn't die instantly. You just put it back in to then be devoured. And he had a tank mate that was a snail, and they get along pretty well. But the snail just died of old age eventually, I guess.
Oh, bummer. Oh, now look at him. He's sad that you brought that up.
Oh, sorry, man.
You're embarrassing him. Does he ever sleep, or does he just swim around forever?
I've heard people say fish don't sleep. I don't understand what that means. There are times, though, when he's sitting perfectly still in his little loop, and that's what I would say is him sleeping.
You know, sometimes, like, whales can, like, I think they close off, like, part of their brain at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So they, like, sleep one half of the brain and keep the other half running and then do and then switch. Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they can't close their eyes. And I don't know where I heard that. I heard someone say fish don't ever sleep. They just kind of rest because they have to always be alert for predators. So what real elephant was a joke, I assume. What would you actually want that's like an exotic pet?
Okay, let's see. Good question I asked myself and then didn't answer, and then you brought back up for me to answer.
Quit stalling.
Say, what would be cool? Obviously, like, a monkey would be cool, a little cute furry monkey. Like the little, I think they're called like squirrel monkeys are really cute.
Like the finger sized ones?
Not that small. Then maybe they are. No, I think they're a little bit bigger. They're almost like squirrel size or chipmunk size. Chipmunk would be kind of cool too. Or like a flying squirrel.
I've been wanting to befriend these squirrels in our court yard.
Yeah.
But now they're tearing into my plants, so now they're like my enemy.
Oh, really?
So I feel like Bill Murray from Caddyshack. I want to destroy these squirrels. They're right now fucking with my plants.
Wow.
And they got real fat, too. One of my other neighbors did befriend them, and now they're all fat and they're fucking bullies.
Wow. Well, screw them.
Yeah, they're just kind of... And they're always fucking on that bench over there. Wow. So there's going to be way more squirrels soon.
You watching them fuck?
Yeah.
Awesome, dude.
No, the other day I was like, get out of here. Go do that somewhere else.
As you can tell they're doing it?
Yeah, what do you mean? They're humping like a dog. There's two. I don't even know if they were having sex, but they were look like they were about to.
Yeah.
It's like, get out of here.
You saw the romantic look in their eyes. Wow.
Well, there they are. There's two of them. So they're a couple.
There's got to be a way to get them to stop having sex out here.
That's not the problem. The problem is they kept destroying my plants, so then I finally put a cactus... where I replaced that plant with a cactus, and they left that alone for a while. But the other day I came back and they completely took the cactus out and started like chewing into it.
Whoa.
Almost as if to say like, fuck you, Logan.
Wow. And I bet they fucked in your pot too.
Oh, gross.
We got to look up. This is the next thing we have to look up, how to stop squirrels from having sex in front of your window. Either that, or we capitalize it and we start an OnlyFans for your squirrels. So Maybe. Everyone sign up for our Patreon. You'll find there an exclusive link to our squirrel OnlyFans. You can watch them fuck, and we promise Logan won't interrupt. And maybe we'll put out some more aphrodisiac style plants for the squirrels. And we can start like a Greek orgy in your courtyard. Squirrel orgy.
I don't like where this is going, but I don't even know what they were doing to that plant. At first I thought they were putting nuts in there, but
Oh, they were putting nuts in there.
But now I think they're just fucking with me. They stopped storing anything in there. They're just like, fuck you.
Yeah, they were fucking.
This is our plan.
They were fucking, and
they wanted a little pain, so they went over to the cactus.
Exactly. Exactly. You know how it gets.
S&M
all this
squirrels.
Pleasure. You need to. You know, it's like you need the salty with the sweet. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's just how it works. A red panda would be cool.
Oh, yeah. Those are cute. I'm not clear on if they're dangerous or if they seem like they'd be fine pets.
Yeah, I'm not clear either if they'd be dangerous or not. Otter would be cool. But you got to have like a heck of a, like a little river or something for them to hang out in. And I don't have a river in my house.
Lame. Because you're poor. Dude. Well, otters are super cute. I love otters, but you might as well have a dog, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything that cool. It just swims.
Well, it's cute. So cute.
Not as cute as a leopard seal.
You don't think so?
Eh, they're all kind of cute.
All right. Wait. Okay. Here's the game. It's not a game, but here's the question.
Okay.
You have two pets, one above ground, one underground. All right, three pets, one above ground, okay. One underground, and one underwater, and one that can fly. Four pets.
Okay.
Go ahead.
A bird.
Yeah.
Is that too big? cockatoo.
Ooh. Or cockatiel.
No. Well, those are pretty cute. No,
what's the difference? I thought they were the same
cockatiels
thing.
Are smaller and they're gray and they have a little cheek, like a red thing on their cheek.
Okay.
I want a big white cockatoo. Those just seem so cool and so cute and sweet. Although they live 80 years and you gotta never leave them alone. But yeah. Anyway.
Oh, you're going to leave that one alone. 80 years.
Yeah. I'll just get two cockatoos. They can be each other's friends or whatever. And then, lands. Oh, I had one early. Well, leopard seals are pretty darn cute.
But is that a land or water one?
Whoa. Didn't even think about that. They're amphibious. I guess that's the water one.
Oh, bye-bye, Carl.
Yeah, fuck Carl. And, underground, a mole.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, that was easy. And I guess make the seal the land one, and I'll keep Carl, and that's it.
Oh, okay, very nice, very nice.
What about you?
I'm going red panda. I'm going an underwater dog.
Okay.
An underground dog. And a flying dog. There.
Oh, all right.
Let's see. Bird, I'm going boof. Woof. There's a lot of birds out there. Do I want something cute or do I want something badass? I'm going falcon so I can be one of those falconers.
Oh, yeah. You want that title.
Yeah. Falconer?
Yeah. I want that title. That'd
yeah.
be cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think
I'll fucking rip your cockatoo to shreds.
No, the cockatoo is bigger. That's the thing about falcons is they're actually kind of little.
Yeah, but it's so fast it'll fly right through your cockatoo's head.
How are you going to train it to do that?
Oh, I got ways. The red panda will train it. I don't know. I'll give it cocaine or something. It'll be like cocaine bear.
Have you seen that?
I have.
Was it good?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, so it wasn't good?
No, it wasn't. Maybe good is too far, but bad is too far.
Got it. It was mediocre.
Yeah, it was fine. It was what it was. It was fun enough. I enjoyed watching it.
That's all you can ask, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, underground, I'm going earthworm. They're right. Cool.
That's lame.
What do you mean? A mole is so sexy?
They're unique.
Earthworms aren't?
No, earthworms are everywhere.
Moles are everywhere.
Hmm. Actually, you're right. I don't like that I chose mole now. Hedgehog. It's way better.
Hedgehog's pretty cool. What's the rarest underground animal besides the reptilian people who run, or mole men who run this earth under in their underground lair?
The sandworm.
The sandworm.
The giant tremors. Yeah.
And then I'm sticking with earthworms. They're cool and they're cute. And you can cut them in half and then you have two.
All right.
And
so if the guys from Dumb and Dumber had went through with their business plan, you'd be their first customer.
Yes.
Their earthworm business.
Yes. And then I can compost with them too. It's dual purpose pet.
Oh, actually, that does make sense.
Thank you very much. And then underwater pet, I'm going with octopus, cuttlefish.
Oh, that's the best choice. Oh, you beat me.
Yes.
cuttlefish is better than Carl.
I'm sorry, Carl.
They are, dude. They're so cool.
They are so cool, but you would feel bad having that in a tank. It would have to be a wild cuttlefish. That would
right,
come
I
and
don't
sleep
know.
In my bed at night.
Oh. He's an outside cuttlefish.
Yes. No, I'd have a tank for him that he'd crawl, he or she, or they could be a weird, one of those.
Hermaphrodites.
Yeah, hermaphrodite creatures, which isn't weird, and I'm accepting of all cuttlefish, regardless of gender, race, religion.
I only like trad cuttlefish.
but I'd have a tank for them in my house. Oh, look, it's eating your cactus. See it?
Well, he's really eating it.
He's really eating
it. Is he going to put it back? Oh, he took it.
It's your little... Oh my gosh, the squirrel just...
You know what? I guess he earned it.
Found a way. Where there's a will, there's a way.
I thought he was just fucking with me, but now that I see him eating it, I kind of am like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
It tastes good.
You know?
I guess where else is he going to get water from?
Well, it's been raining like every day.
Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. But otherwise, I don't know.
Okay.
Should I go? Whatever. He can have it.
Let
he already
it.
Took it.
Let him eat it. He's eating a spiked cactus.
I mean, yeah, but I'm just going to put another plant, and he's going to be like, oh, what's on the menu for today?
Right. Well, we need to figure out what's a plant that a squirrel does not like to eat or that makes a squirrel sick and unhorny.
Right. An anti-Dysriac.
Anti-Dysriac.
I used to have vine things there, but I think it was annoying my neighbor because it got in his way.
Uh-huh.
But ever since I took those out, that squirrel's been a nuisance.
Interesting. 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 What would be a good poison ivy?
That might annoy my neighbor, too. I don't know.
It's also an ivy.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. We need to find an anti-squirrel plant.
Get in front of the camera, dude.
Come on, you idiot. This is Hollywood. Carl's never going to make it in this town. Nope. There we go. Thank you. Finally. Just in time for comic strips?
I think so. I'm so glad Brendan Walsh is watching and enjoying this right now. The best podcast on earth.
Okay, you're up,
I got
Logan.
Something to talk to you about after this, too. About all that.
Uh-oh, me and Logan are going to have a serious fight after this.
No! That's not what I meant. All right.
I got something I want to talk to you about after we record.
Well, now that this is part of the show, I'll just say I was thinking this would be our timer, and at some point during the show, it would flash on like,
ooh,
time for comics.
That's pretty good.
But that would be all it is, and then we can read our comics like normal, and we don't have to mess with this at all.
I like it.
All right.
More Lorger.
So now we've got, what did I do? I clicked a button.
Okay, I'll go first.
Nope, too late. I got it. This is Garfield.
Okay, round three, Garfield versus Heathcliff.
The time has come in this quarter. Garfield! Okay, so it's three panels. The first panel, Garfield's standing on a table like he always is, and John's just kind of looking at him. And Garfield is kind of standing like this. Like okay. He's all proud of himself, and John's behind him just like looking at him like annoyed.
Yeah.
Second panel, Garfield's still standing like this. Now he's facing the other way. Third panel, Garfield says, "Why, yes, I am particularly handsome today." And John says, "Go away."
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Here we go. My Heathcliff.
So that really cracked Cornell up. Take notes.
I was being as gracious as I could with that muffled.
All right. Well,
it sounded like it hurt. Like it kind of took the wind out of me.
Interesting. All right.
It
well,
took
let's
the
see
steam
it.
Out of me.
Oh, well, Heathcliff's so great. Let's hear what Heathcliff has to say.
All right. So this one panel per always. Heathcliff standing in a room, and there's an old man with like three hairs on his head and a mustache talking to Heathcliff with his hands in his pocket. And they're looking out the window. And outside there's a squirrel on a tree with giant, big, big, giant smile, right? Big teeth,
right.
Toothy smile. And the old man says, "Stop throwing my teeth at the squirrels."
Ah, that is funny.
Oh!
Yeah.
Boom. Three matches it took to decide the winner, but it's time to announce your new Stripcast champion of the
week.
This week. Heathcliff.
Pretty good announcer voice.
Thank you.
Maybe we could be an announcing duo. You're like,
that's
no,
new.
I don't share the spotlight.
No, that's new. I like that. That's like a hook. We probably need a hook.
Yeah.
Well, I guess tune in to see us on the next pay-per-view where we are announcing. But until then,
keep laughing.
Keep listening.
And keep stripping.